I'm here.
All right.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Miles Paddle here. How you doing?
Wow, that was probably the quickest you've ever said your name whenever we started off the show.
Thank you.
Usually they go, this is Miles.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, Jesus. I feel like you tonight. I'm all gassy.
You're gassy?
Yeah. Got a lot of burps and stuff.
What's up with that?
It's the heat.
The heat makes you gassy.
Evidently, I boiled while I was outside today and gassy now.
Okay.
Either that or I fermented a piece of celery or something.
You're not really the walking undead, are you?
No. It's hot, though. God damn.
You're not John Entwistle, are you, walking around?
Yeah, I'm John Entwistle. Boris the Spider.
Beep, beep, crawling.
Wasn't that his only song?
My wife.
How's that go?
I don't remember, man.
Exactly. Boris the Spider.
Yeah, Boris. I don't know.
That's the only John Entwistle Who song I know.
I don't know. Who knows?
That's the name of their next album. Who knows Who knows John Entwistle and Keith Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the devil.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
My wife actually wanted to rent Monster's Ball, so I got to see that Halle Berry thing.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
What happened?
Well, it's just exactly what you heard.
Well, no, enlighten us.
Well, Billy Bob gets her from behind for a while.
I heard it goes on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, oh yeah, they were just mingling and smashing and mingling and smashing and wiggling and popping and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talk slower.
Oh. Although, you know, I didn't think it was a great movie. I saw two movies this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Monster's Ball, which was a pretty good movie, but it wasn't, like, great.
Yeah.
And then I saw Shrek, which I didn't think was that good at all. I don't know why everybody talked about it. I ended up getting up real early with my son and... Because he was awake, and I let my wife sleep, and then it turned on Shrek, and he went to sleep again. So I just left him there, and I watched Shrek. It wasn't that good.
It had a couple of good...
Huh?
It's a great movie.
No, it wasn't.
Funny.
It was all right.
No, it's good.
Well, maybe I missed something. I don't know.
It's good.
You know, Mike Myers doing a Scottish thing for 2 hours is just, you know...
Oh, you don't know anything. It's good.
Oh, you don't know a goddamn thing.
That's right.
Lord Farquaad, what do you think they meant by that?
Please. It was a good movie. Come on.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
Academy Award winning.
Yeah. So was Monster's Ball, and it was like, you know, hey.
You didn't enjoy that, huh?
If every black chick who took a doggy style got an award, Jesus. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they should just give out the golden dildo. But, no, it was, you know, a steamy scene and all that, Monster's Ball, but it wasn't...
Hey.
It was interesting. I suppose since you got the DVD player, you can play it in frame by frame and get a little bit more out of it.
Question.
Yeah.
You think if Ian McGregor would have, like, balled... Nicole Kidman in the butt in Moulin Rouge, she would have got the award, you think?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She would have been on all fours barking like a dog.
Like, you know, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Right, exactly. And that's what she was doing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Halle Berry did a little bit of that, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She was talking some talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The kind of talk you'd like to hear.
Yeah.
Make me feel good and all that kind of crap.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I must say that Heath Ledger was in that movie.
Yeah.
And he didn't come off too good because he had, like, a prostitute at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that three-minute scene?
Yeah.
Was an eternity. His was, like, the 20-second scene, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
And they didn't even cut away.
Oh, boy.
It was like, oh, hey, oh. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, you know, that's not going to do much for his sex symbol image there.
Man, you could really paint a picture.
Yeah, you like that picture?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, yeah, the 25-second Heath Ledger getting a prostitute, or, you know, Billy Bob and Halle Berry.
Wow.
Yeah. A little Billy Bob action going on there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the interesting thing was, they insinuated, I don't know if this is really what happened, because they really don't, like, give you a lot of detailed play-by-play on this. But it looked like that Billy Bob finished up, at least his demeanor was that he finished up, and then Halle kept riding him for all he was worth, so.
All right, well.
So, you know, they didn't actually
show that out.
They didn't actually show him finishing up, if you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I will have to check
but,
that out.
But he was kind of that, you know, I'm all relaxed, and all of a sudden his eyes get real wide because she's still going to town.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It was a good scene, though, yeah.
Was he making the old face?
Yeah. Well, it didn't show his face a whole lot, which is probably a good thing because that really kind of deterred from the whole experience,
yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah.
But I don't think she should have won the Oscar. She had a little fat son in that movie.
Yeah.
And that poor kid, he should have got the Oscar. I mean, this poor kid was abused.
Billy Bob didn't get him, too.
No, he didn't. I won't go into all the details, but this little fat kid, he was just, Halle Berry was just brutal with this fat kid.
Oh, jeez.
Like, it was that was his mom, right?
Yeah.
And she kept telling him he was fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, beating him because he'd eat a candy bar.
Right.
He's sneaking in candy bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like if Engelbert from Bad News Bears had Halle Berry for a mom.
Sounds like Halle Berry was getting Mr. Goodbar herself. So.
She finally did, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but, it's, you know, it's Billy Bob Thornton, so it's like, oh, man.
Jeez.
I guess they figure he's the everyman, but I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, if Tom Hanks was there, that could pass as the everyman.
Tom Hanks.
I don't know if he's going to be doing that, but, you know. So anyway, what's going on with you? I've taken up too much time with this.
I had an almost gay experience last night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we're just talking about Halle Berry here.
Come yeah, on. I know.
All right. Well, hey, wait, one more thing on the Halle Berry thing for you.
Yeah.
My wife noticed one of her breasts is bigger than the other.
I will check this out and let
tell
you
me,
know this.
I really couldn't tell, to tell you the truth.
I will check this out and tell you.
But that's what my wife said. She's like, hey, look, Halle Berry's got one boob bigger than the other. I'm like, really?
That's something guys don't notice.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm too busy staring at that thong that Billy Bob's ripping off.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
So you had a gay experience, huh?
Yeah.
So you went to the bath or something, or what?
No. I was at work.
Yeah.
And there's this guy that's done a certain amount of business with the business that I work at.
Okay.
And it's really, you know, something that hasn't, you know, I haven't really dealt with the guy, but I've kind of heard the guy talk, and he's kind of got like these fantastical, you know, stories about himself.
So anyway, I was on the bow of a boat in the Pacific.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just, and it's all these weird topics. He kind of just jumps from one thing to another.
I didn't know that dolphin sperm could shoot out of the water like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not quite that weird, but I mean, it's just kind of a weird, you know, kind of
woo!
Progression, you know.
And I want to tell you about white spray.
This guy comes in last week.
I didn't need hair gel for a month.
Everyone's gone except me.
Yeah, oh, so you're the only one there, so you had to deal with him.
I'm the only one there. I got to deal with him. He starts up his rant again.
So anyway, Miles, let me tell you. Miles, is that a nickname? Because I have three nicknames.
Now, this is where it gets weird.
Humongous, erect, penis.
No, it wasn't quite that weird. No, this guy's probably like mid-50s, let's say. I don't know how old he is, but...
Okay.
I think he's about mid-50s, but he's talking about his great physical shape.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's kind of a short, stocky kind of guy, right?
Come on over here, Miles, and feel these biceps.
What? Oh, man, you are hitting the nail right on the head.
I've been working out. Does he talk like this, or am I way
off
on
the top? Well, you're kind of like a gay Colonel McBragg or something. I don't know what that's all about, but...
I was out on the tundra.
Yes. No, he this guy's like, you know, I joined the Army Reserves when I was 40 years old.
Just to get more tail.
And no one can believe that, but I am in excellent shape.
Yeah.
He goes, I want you to do something. Come here and feel my abs.
Oh, Jesus.
I go, I don't want to. He goes, no, come on. No, I don't want to.
And you go, only if you can feel mine, and then he pushes his fist and goes up to his elbow. Nope, nothing yet.
Nah.
I gotta reach into my shoulder. Oh, Jesus.
He sucks it up a little bit. He comes towards me. He goes, come on.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, then let me just rub up against you.
Yeah, no. I'm like, all right. I'm not
gonna. Oh, so you finally did?
No. I have to explain it, though, man. I go, if I use my index finger, it won't make me gay, right?
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be gay if I did it anyway, but I...
Why? Because you stick that, like, in your nose, or what?
Well, I different places, but...
Yeah. I pick at my butt with this. Does this make me more gay or less gay?
So now, I touched the abs with my index finger.
Oh, so you, like, poked him. You poked him?
And now he kind of makes a fist and, you know, brings his fist up to his, you know, shoulder. He's like, all right, now I want you to feel this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He wants me to feel, I don't, not your bicep, but what's...
Your tricep?
No, I don't, well, I'm trying to think. It's between your wrist and your elbow.
Okay.
But he goes, feel that. Come on, feel it.
That's just, okay, wait a minute now.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
Well, I've already committed myself now.
That's like the Popeye muscle, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of, like the forearms, you know.
Right,
I don't know what
forearms.
That is.
So, like, what does that prove if he's got a really big forearm?
So, I once again, I poke it with my index finger.
Oh, Jesus.
I hope this doesn't turn me gay, you know. Well, I did it again.
I think it's too far gone, really.
Yeah. And so that pacified the guy. That made his day, you know.
Yeah, and you go, that's pretty firm.
Of course, and he goes on with his rant, and he finally leaves.
Of course, I got about 2 inches of fat on my index finger, so I can't really fill anything.
He finally leaves, and I feel so dirty.
What'd you have to do?
I ran home, took a hot shower.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding.
Your mind is just crazy.
No, but... Dude, isn't that weird if someone comes into your place of work and says, man, I want you to feel my gluteals, man.
I thought you said his abs.
I know, but I mean, what if someone says, hey, I want you to feel my abs, my gluteals, my whatever, you know?
Abs, ass, and I don't know what else. Popeye.
No, isn't that weird, though?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty weird, especially...
I mean, the dude's, like, insisting, like, come on.
Especially someone who's really, I mean, whether or not you were gay... is irrelevant because you cannot appreciate muscle since you barely got your own.
I don't know what tone means.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Tone is like a sound thing for me, man. It's not.
It's like Stephen Hawking going into a classroom full of retards and telling them how smart he is.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, you want to see how smart I am? And they're all like, oh, sure, I don't.
Basically. I just felt very weird afterwards, man.
Yeah. So did you wash your finger or what?
I when I got home, I did, yeah.
Yeah, you're a bit OCD. I'm surprised you didn't, like, spit on it right then and there.
I don't know, man. That was just too weird. I've never had that happen.
So
really.
You guys going out to dinner or what?
Yeah, we went out to a movie later and some dinner. We went out to Carlos Kelly's. And
so what else was firm?
Had a, you know...
Anything my else? Cheeks. Anything else firm on that guy?
Pinch my cheeks. I don't mean my face. No, I don't. Yeah, dude, it's just weird. All right.
Yeah, you. It's even weirder that you actually do it. I would just like say no.
Like I'm used to people saying, like, you know, can you please get away from me? Don't
do
touch
you?
Me. Get away.
To you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I would tell you that.
Yeah, you would probably tell me, but no, I mean, how many people come up and say, boy, I've been really working out.
I have literally told people, like, point blank, get away from me. Don't touch
away
me.
From me, you freak.
Remember Roberta, where I worked
at? Yeah.
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 She would get too close. I told her to get away.
What if she said, man, you know what, Bob, I've been working out.
I wouldn't touch her.
I want you to feel my biceps.
I would not touch it.
Would you be like, no?
I would say no.
What if, like, her boyfriend came in?
So what?
And said, hey, I want you to... I don't know. I felt weird.
I wouldn't touch him. I'd say no. I can't do that.
I felt weird.
No way. I tell everybody at my work knows, don't touch me. I freak out.
I mean, if Charlize Theron walked in and said, hey, I want you to feel, you know, my body.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't have a problem with that.
But I don't want some 55-year-old guy coming in.
What if it was just Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
Charlize's twin sister who got herself an operation.
I don't know, man.
Or a twin brother or something.
There's something weird going on, dude.
That's weird.
There's some weirdness here.
So did he, you know, did he make the O face when he touched it?
He was turning Japanese.
When he touched his abs, did he excuse himself to the restroom or anything? Or?
I don't know.
The interesting thing would be, if he touched his abs, he excused himself to the restroom and then came out and said, feel my forearm.
You got any tissues?
It's like he went and pumped it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel weird about the whole thing.
Was one side extremely large compared to the other withered side?
Yeah. Like it had like a lot of action to
it. That's weird. I don't think I would have done it. I wouldn't have touched him.
I didn't think I could get rid of the guy. He wouldn't leave.
Well, you just leave. I gotta go, man. Or you change the subject. You know, give him a discount to whatever.
I don't know. He, you know, kept saying stuff like, you know, you got a real pretty mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
Banjo music playing on the radio, was there? No, that's more like Smoke on the Water. I was talking about...
I don't know. Some people, if you've got some kind of thing, you know,
maybe
whatever,
maybe your banjo music sounds like Smoke on the Water.
Listen, live your own lifestyle, but don't involve me in it, please.
Is that your word of warning for this evening?
Whatever you're into is fine with me. I just don't want to be involved in it.
What if you would have came in and said, pull my finger?
I could live with that. I don't know, man.
Well, I guess it's better than him punching you in the face and then knocking you to your knees.
Yeah, I guess.
He could have done that. He was in the reserves, man.
I don't know.